This next story could well be called See Tim Run and Run and Run and Run and Run. We're talking about marathon runner Tim Borland. He's 31, and last year he decided to run 63 marathons in 63 days to call attention to a deadly children's disease called ataxia telangiectasia, or AT. AT is a rare disease. It combines the worst symptoms of muscular dystrophy, cerebral palsy, and cystic fibrosis, and its victims are also highly susceptible to cancer. Borland decided to raise awareness about AT after meeting a girl who was living with the disease. So Borland ran 26.2 miles every day, all over the country, for 63 consecutive days, finishing up on Sunday with the New York City Marathon. And Tim Borland joins us now. And the first question for you is, why are you talking to us instead of sleeping?
I'm passionate about telling our story and about letting more people know about what we're doing. And I'm probably still on a bit of a post-high as well, just from being done with the event.
I imagine those first weeks must have been pretty tough.
They were. The first couple of weeks is when I definitely experienced nothing debilitating, but just some soreness, some, you know, minor injury, I guess. And, you know, I had some stomach issues and different things along the way. But as my body continued to adapt, you know, to going out and running each day, it did actually get easier and easier as the weeks progressed.
Minor injury, what happened?
My quads, you know, my right quad at the end of the first week really was sore. I couldn't even squat down. It was just tight, and I needed to just rub it out and get some ointment on there. And it was really just something I had to kind of work through. It didn't really slow me down, but it was aggravating. And thankfully that passed just in a couple of days.
So rub it out, put some ointment on it, go to bed, and then get back up in the morning and run 26.2 miles.
Yeah, that was my recovery plan.
Runners generally face great risks when you take on a challenge like this. There's chafing, there's blisters. What did you do to guard or protect against those kinds of things? And then how'd you deal with the stuff that you couldn't avoid?
You know, 11 years I've been running, and I always say this, I guess, knock on wood, I've never been injured. It's, you know, maybe just one of those things. My body was made for it, I guess. So in some ways, I didn't do anything differently. I did everything I've been doing because what I was doing clearly was successful. So I continue to wear the same socks, wear the same shoes. You know, it's when you try new things oftentimes, even in one marathon, that you can foul up and cause problems.
You know, often when people take on a challenge like this, it's because they have had personal experience with the disease, either on their own or through a loved one. In this case, you actually met a family with a daughter who was suffering from this disease, and that's what motivated you. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's it. It was really a timely meeting too, though. I was just on a personal level, I felt called to redirect my focus. I was feeling a bit just unfulfilled in just my recreational running, and I was really looking for a way to channel my running to connect my passion with purpose. So the Achilles family was the first family. It was my first introduction to, you know, a terrible disease, a family that's personally battling, and it was my first chance to get involved, you know, and run in honor of a child, to really run in support of her family and of the organization. So that was just an obvious connection, and it was a perfect fit.
So did you achieved your goal of running 63 marathons in 63 days. What about that other goal, raising awareness? Do you think you achieved that too?
I sure do. You know, obviously raising awareness isn't something you can measure with numbers, but you get a sense. And you know, we've talked to a lot of the families and across the country, everybody's been so thrilled just with the awareness that we've been able to raise, more people hearing about AT and understanding more about the disease. So we definitely have been thrilled with the results.
Tim Borland just ran 63 marathons in 63 days to raise awareness about a rare childhood disease called AT. Tim Borland, congratulations.
Thank you so much.